and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
So, David has an issue. If you've been listening for the past hour or so, David came in, and he won't make eye contact with us. And, I don't know, it's not really cold enough to wear a hoodie to work. But today looks like wear a hoodie to work day for David.
Well, I need the hoodie today. Something's going on. I need this hoodie.
Please tell us what is wrong, because it's kind of weird,
y'all,
that you won't look at us.
Can I just say it? Is it okay just to say it?
As I mean, I guess. Hopefully, it's appropriate.
I hope so too.
I think I have pink eye.
Get out!
I think I have pink eye.
You can't come to work with pink eye.
I'm scooting over.
I didn't think it was that bad, but I can't just miss work for pink eye.
You can. Highly contagious, David.
Oh,
yeah,
it's awful.
But it's, I mean, it's
I'm
like,
probably getting it right now.
If he looks at you, I think
don't
you get
look,
it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not looking.
Well, that's why I'm not looking.
Is it by, like, hands?
It's probably touch, but we touch a lot of the same stuff over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're in the same room for 4 hours, but.
I'm touching nothing.
She has Lysol.
Spray it.
No, don't spray that toward me.
Oh, not at
don't
him.
Don't spray that in my eyes.
Well, still.
It's, here, hand it to me,
germs.
Too. Because he just was over here. Thanks a lot, David.
Now it smells really good.
This is stupid.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. Why are you going to spray the microphone? My eye isn't rubbing on the microphone.
You do remember last time he was sick, what happened.
I can't breathe.
We all got it. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It all came from David.
That started from Kelly, and I got it.
That's
with the flu.
True.
Listen,
with the
your flu? Immune system is awful. I'm not sure what's wrong with you.
I know. I have allergies going on. I have pink eye. I'm always sick. It's once a week.
What are you going to do to prevent everybody from getting
There's
pink
some
eye?
Scotch tape over here. We can tape your eye up.
No, I actually...
Do you have any gloves?
I actually have a thing here.
What do you have?
He's taking his headphones off.
Let me put this on.
What?
What do you have? No.
Oh.
That's not.
What, it's National Pirate Day now all of a sudden?
Hey, first of all, that's not how you wear that. It's not supposed to cross your face like you're Spider-Man.
No.
How do you wear it? I always thought you had to wear it like this.
Okay, well, that's the right way.
So sure, cool. That's it, David.
So this goofball is now wearing a patch.
An eye patch.
What? I have to wear it so I don't spread my disease.
Now go Germex yourself.
Yeah, but don't touch us.
I'm not going to touch you, okay?
Right. We're carrying this with us today because
we're
going
to take
on location.
Pictures today, which means that I stand by him in the pictures. We're changing places.
We can't put our guests by him. What if he gives people pink eye?
This is great.
He infects the town.
It's an epidemic.
But it messes up our pictures. We have to keep it to the norm.
Okay. This is going to be one of those days. I can already feel it.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Wednesday, September the 12th of 2018, and Hurricane Florence continues to head toward the East Coast. More than 1 million people have been told to evacuate. Now, Florence is currently a Category 4 hurricane, winds up to 130 miles per hour, and the National Weather Service has told people in the Carolinas to prepare for the storm of a lifetime.
Apple will announce new products today. They are expected to announce a phone with their largest screen today, which could push the price over $1,000.
And in baseball, the Boston Red Sox are the first team in the major leagues to clinch a playoff berth. They scored a 7-2 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's National Video Game Day today.
Well, my family will be happy.
So will Kai. Kai loves it. Like, Kyle will come in, it'll be 8 o'clock at night, and he's played hard all day, and he's done school, all this different stuff. And can I have time on my game?
Yeah. You got to play that Fortnite.
Dude, he plays it, and he's good at it. Mm-hmm. He's been getting those, he's been the number one guy. He's been winning.
Dang.
In the Victory Royale or whatever. Like, he's beating adults.
Maybe he could be one of those coaches one day and just make y'all a ton of money.
Well, and now people can do that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when we were young, you couldn't make money playing video games. It was, like, just a deal to do. Mm-hmm. But now people can be, like, you know, e-gamers or what do they call them?
Well, I mean, like the Twitch gamers and stuff like that. I mean, you just go out and make a video, and then all of a sudden, boom, 2 million people watch it. You get sponsored, and you're making six figures.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous. So a survey was done talking about the most popular video games of all time. Super Mario Brothers is number one.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is number two.
Really?
Donkey Kong is number three.
Hey.
So
wow,
shout out to
been a long time.
Historians. Grand Theft Auto, then Pokemon. Zelda's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Crash Bandicoot?
Yes.
Do you remember Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
Was it on Sega Genesis?
Sega Genesis. Yep. Sega.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. And EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So celebrate National Video Game Day today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Well, we got you gossip on a story that should make every single guy in the world feel that much better about their lives. Because when I read it, I thought, wow, this is cool.
What?
Drake got rejected by Heidi Klum.
What?
Hang on, stop. How's that even possible?
Okay, so Heidi Klum heard that Drake had a crush on her, right? And, well, actually, flip that. Heidi said she had a crush on Drake. So okay. Drake got her hold of her number somehow through some mutual friends, and he texted her, and he was like, hey, what's up? You want to go hang out? But
stop.
He was late to the game because Heidi was already dating a new man from this rock band called Tokyo Hotel or something like that.
Right.
So she ghosted him.
Heidi, do you love me?
Yeah, he's come out with a new version of that song.
That's awesome, though, man. Can you imagine? Mm-mm. You're like, you're a dude, and you hear that Heidi Klum has a crush on
That's
you?
That's crazy.
You're Drake.
That's
and
awesome.
And you try to reach out, and she says no. I mean, doesn't that not give hope to every single guy in the world that, hey, it happens to literally everybody if it happens to Drake?
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, and don't feel bad if you get ghosted. Yes. Like David has been...
with everyone in his
basically.
Life.
Basically.
Gotcha gossip on Mark Wahlberg. Now, I love him. And just recently, he's 47 years old, and he's got, Brandon, I know you've probably seen his body before. He's pretty buff,
oh,
right?
Oh, he's jacked up.
So he just shared, like, the details of his workout schedule or his schedule when he's not filming,
yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to try to do this really quick. But he wakes up at 2:30 a.m., so he's up right now. All right, so he blocks off time for prayer and meditation. He has breakfast. His first workout, 3:40 to 5:15. Then he showers. Then he plays golf at 7:30. Then he has a snack, which throughout his day, he has lots of snacks. He's one of those fitness guys. So after he plays golf, he has a snack. He does cryo chamber recovery, which is about 215 degrees below freezing.
Good.
He does that. Then he has lunch, combination of some family times, meetings, work calls. 3 o'clock, he picks up his kids from school. 4 kids, okay? And then he does a second workout. Has dinner and family time at 5:30, followed by a 7:30 bedtime.
Dang. 2 workouts in a day, too?
2 workouts in a day.
And cryotherapy?
Yes.
Ugh. Heck.
There you go. Kind of makes you feel like you're a little behind, huh?
I think I'd rather look like me, then. Gotcha gossip on a member of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise who has been arrested. Her name is Amanda Stanton. She's a pretty girl, right? Mm-hmm. She was on Bachelor Season 20 on a couple of the seasons of Bachelor in Paradise. Evidently, around 3:15 in the morning, she got into a little altercation with her 6'6" boyfriend.
Oh.
And she pushed him. And she ended up getting arrested. And now she's so embarrassed about it, and she's making all these public apologies. But if you follow The Bachelor, if you're a part of Bachelor Nation, Amanda Stanton has been arrested.
Golly,
man. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, it's funny. All these stories come across my desk, and I immediately think of Brandon on 9 out of 10 of them.
Oh, you
know?
That's fantastic. These are dumb stories, David.
Criminals.
That's great.
Well, there was a guy posing as a fake cop the other day, and he was out driving around.
True story. I've dressed up as a cop one time and done a birthday party.
Wait a minute.
It's been a long time.
Wait a minute.
What?
Long time.
What?
It's been a long time.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Did you jump out of a birthday cake, too?
No, I was at the door to make an arrest.
This is better than my story. Can you just tell yours?
No. I don't even know why I did it.
Did you put them in cuffs?
Like it was last year.
Was it furry cuffs?
No, it wasn't furry. They were metal. Go on. It's a true story,
dude. I can't top that. Anyway, this dude is 34. He's in Connecticut. His name is Adam, and he decided he was going to arrest somebody for drinking and driving. Pulled the guy over. He's a 47-year-old dude named Keith, and Adam told Keith, look, I'll let you go if you do one favor for me. I just want one small little thing. He said, I want some beer, and I want a shrimp cocktail. Big dreams, right?
A shrimp cocktail.
Kelly, when's the last time you've had a shrimp cocktail?
It's been a while.
Is that basically shrimp in a cup?
Yes. It's like cold shrimp and you dip it in the cocktail sauce.
But it's in a cup, right? Like in a wine glass is how I envision it. Okay.
And that's all he wanted. A little bit of beer, a little bit of shrimp. That's it. Yeah. But Keith was a little bit suspicious, so he called the real cops to tell him what's going on. Lo and behold, Adam ended up getting arrested. But I did read this article about shrimp. Did you hear about why the shrimp, there was a mass migration. They wanted to cross the road. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard about that, David.
A mass migration?
Yeah, the shrimp crossed the road to get to the other tide.
You've crossed a line.
I'm done with him.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The K-Fine Breakfast Club. We talk to a lot of different organizations that come in and chat with us while we're here on Wednesday mornings. And we always love to get people up to date on what's happening with the Foundation of Arts.
Right.
And there's a big performance that's actually coming up here later on this week. And we have Sameta here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. A little sleepy, but I'm good.
And you're the director, right?
Yes.
That's a pretty big gig to be the director.
Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility.
So the pressure is on you right now.
Yeah, definitely. Like being a coach.
And then Ian joins us here as well. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing well.
Let's talk about this performance, because as we get set for a show that's actually kicking off this weekend, tell me about what's going to be happening on stage at the Forum.
Keela and the Bee is our first production of the 2018-2019 season.
Awesome.
So we get to set the pace for the rest of the season, and it's going to be a really exciting one this year.
Is there more pressure on you since you're the director of the first show of the season?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like that, because you're like, oh my gosh, if we don't do a good job, are they going to come back? But
right.
I mean, I feel like, honestly, we have a really great cast, yes. And we're super excited for this weekend. And no matter what kind of show we put on, we have just such amazing performances at the FOA. There is always something for everybody.
Well, it's such a great community thing, too. I didn't realize that it was more than just shows. There was the education that goes on there and the outreach and all that. So, Ian, tell me about your role in this performance and tell me a little bit about the show.
I am Dr. Joshua Larrabee, who is Akilah's coach.
Right.
And he's like an onion. He has different layers to him because while he is coaching Akilah, he's facing ghosts from his past.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what those ghosts are because you have to come to see that.
Gotcha.
But Akilah and the Bee is an absolutely amazing story. It shows how that if you are willing to persevere and push for your goals, you can accomplish anything.
So what's the overriding story behind the entire show?
Well, it's based on a novel, actually, by Doug Acheson, about a young girl named Akilah Anderson, who is from the inner city south side of Chicago.
Right.
Super smart girl, but she's in a situation where kids are just not encouraged to excel beyond what some people think your expectations may be.
Right.
And she wins her school spelling bee, and her principal introduces her to Dr. Larrabee in the hopes that she will make it all the way to the National Spelling Bee. And so she's facing her own fears and doubts, being from the inner city, being black, being a girl. Can she do this? And
right.
She starts to make friends outside of her small community who show her a different way of thinking. And Dr. Larrabee works with her and encourages her as she makes her way to the National Spelling Bee.
So showtimes, I know that typically on a performance there are multiple days and times of performances.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at for that?
Opening night is this Saturday, the 15th, at 7:30. Yes. We have shows the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Our Sunday show on the 16th is a matinee at 2.
Right.
And then we have our final show on the 21st, which is next Friday at 7:30 p.m.
And if people want to find out more about the FOA and this show, what are the easiest spots to get more information?
Oh, there's a million ways to do it. You can come to the box office at the Forum on Monroe Street. You can go to our website, foajonesboro.org, or you can call the Foundation of Arts at 870-935-2726. Yes, she knows it.
I was going to say fist bump on that, because you can't leave me hanging. Fist bump me, because you knew all the information right there.
She forgot about
what?
Facebook page.
Oh.
And our Facebook page. Thank you. Yes. See, I almost had it. We have a very, very active social media campaign. So if you want to find out, just FOA Jonesboro, you can find us.
There you go. We appreciate you all stopping by this morning.
Thank you.
It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro, all powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 7:15 in K-Fine Country. We're looking around Club Tan Studios and the Coffee Gallery, admiring their boutique items. David is convinced that he wants this shirt of the band Genesis.
I love it.
Because Phil Collins is on the shirt.
Yes. Look at it.
It is a really cool shirt.
It's Phil Collins, and he has like this smug look.
You should get it, David.
If this wasn't a girl shirt, I probably would.
David, it would fit you just fine.
Yeah, but it's fake. I mean, this is like see-through stuff.
It's not see-through. They don't wear see-through clothes.
I don't mean it like that, but it's like a very thin. This is not built
it's
for a guy.
It's a distressed look.
It's a trendy shirt.
This is not for a guy.
David, where else are you going to go and find a Phil Collins shirt in Jonesboro?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is the only spot. The
boutique. Probably is.
At Club Tan Studios and the Coffee Gallery. Okay, big question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, September the 12th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Brian Scott, who celebrates today. Bobby Llewellyn. Happy birthday. Marcy Whalen celebrates a birthday today. Michaela Pitts of Jonesboro. Callie Moore from Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday. Bridget Craig of Jonesboro celebrates. Anthony Long of Walnut Ridge turns 11 today. And there is a very special birthday today that we should celebrate publicly.
Absolutely we should. My fiance, my girlfriend of over 4 years, or nearly 4 years, has a birthday today. Rachel Tolan turning 23 years
Happy
old.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, baby. I love you.
And congratulations for putting up with David.
That's
yes,
right.
Thank you
Especially
for putting up with me.
In his current state, because it is unique this morning, and we'll show that on social media here momentarily.
I can't help it.
If you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
The Heisman-winning trophy quarterback. Heisman-winning trophy.
Heisman trophy-winning
quarterback.
Thank you,
I got that backwards. Andrew Luck, he turns 29 years old today and played his first game in over 600 days this past Sunday.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Glad to see him back from injury.
What is so funny?
All right, Jennifer Hudson is 37 years old today. Reuben Studdard is 40. He beat Clay Aiken on American Idol in season 2. I remember being in second grade. My second grade teacher, Miss Halbrook, recorded it on VHS, brought it to class so we could all watch it.
Well,
yeah.
I remember taking Winners when I was down the hall on our sister station. We took Winners to see American Idol 2 on stage in Memphis at the Old Pyramid.
Wow. That's fun.
And the headline people, of course, were Clay Aiken and Reuben Studdard.
That's classic. Ooh. I love it. Kelsey Ballerini, she has a birthday today, turning 25 years old.
Happy birthday, oh, Kelsey. Let's play some Kelsey Ballerini real quick.
Yeah, boy, I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy, I'm trying to keep it cool, but you're making it hard. I'm wishing your arms were wrapping me up tight. Yeah, boy,
Kelsey.
You're shining, you can't.
Happy birthday, Kelsey Ballerini, 25 years old today.
And Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland turning 44 today.
Ooh, I love early Sugarland. Colton, can we play some early Sugarland?
I'm running out of gas and out of time. Never gonna make it there by 9. There's gotta be something more. Gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time. I need a little more bliss. I wanna take my chances. Taking a chance I might find what I'm looking for. There's gotta be something more.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Nettles, who celebrates today. I had the chance to actually meet her backstage. And she's
really?
Like, well, hey, y'all. Like, so sweet and down to earth. So
That's
happy
awesome.
Birthday to Jennifer Nettles, who celebrates today. We are live today at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, it is 7:30 in K-Fine Country, and I believe the crew is having a party inside Club Tan Studios.
I want in on the joke.
good morning, everybody. It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the barrel boy. We have Deborah Coots joining us here in our little central perk type area, our little, couches and chairs and all that stuff. We're going to kick back and have some coffee and talk about a really neat event that's happening coming up Tuesday with the Rock of Northeast Arkansas. So you're here this morning representing the Rock of Northeast Arkansas. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How do you feel this morning?
Very good. A little nervous, but very good.
There is no reason to be nervous around us.
I mean, David has on an eye patch.
Yeah, exactly. Here, let me get this situated.
Now, don't be concerned. David thinks that he might have pink eye.
Now you tell me after I've
did you see her
after she shook his hand.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, my goodness. So, anyway, this is quite the scene this morning. So, tell me a little bit about the Rock of Northeast Arkansas, because I've seen this, and I've seen a ton of growth in the Rock of Northeast Arkansas over the last 9 to 10 years. It seems like it's just grown like crazy.
Yes, it has. We went from just 50 people to well over 1,000 every week.
Wow.
We love God, and we love people, and we just want everybody to feel welcome there and feel like they're coming home.
So you have something really neat that's actually going to kick off on Tuesday in conjunction with Chick-fil-A. And who doesn't love Chick-fil-A food?
No,
right?
Like,
right?
You bring me some Chick-fil-A right now, I'm tearing it up.
That's right.
So, okay, let me ask you about the nuggets, because Chick-fil-A has good nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to get the ones that are breaded. My son likes to get the ones that are the grilled nuggets.
Yes.
They're his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
What
those
would you
are
pick?
Fantastic. Oh, I go back and forth because I love them both. Like, yes. I mean, the grilled ones you don't have to dip.
Yep,
the breaded ones, Polynesian sauce every
time.
Oh,
Polynesian sauce.
Yes.
I've never tried that. She was telling me about that.
Yes.
I can't get past the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, that's good,
man,
too.
Man.
Yeah.
You could put that Chick-fil-A sauce on just about anything.
Right?
I mean, even on fries, that stuff is good. Okay, so the reason you're here, though, is we're looking to raise money. You actually help with the youth at the Rock of Northeast Arkansas as a director there. You want to be a part of their lives. You want them to learn about Christ. And you've teamed up with Chick-fil-A for something really neat. Tell us why this Deal Tuesday is helping people.
We are going to be able to serve the community by getting the mobile app to where you can earn rewards and get free food from Chick-fil-A.
Right.
And it's going to earn us 15% of our proceeds is going to go to build a church in Honduras. And we want to start by serving our own community and then moving out into the world and building that church inside our hearts through the love of Christ.
So tell us why Honduras was the spot that you all decided was the spot that you really wanted to focus on to build this church.
We've been working with a missionary for several years now, and he actually lives locally in Batesville, but he goes back and forth a lot, and we've just gotten to know him and gotten to know the area. We've taken a couple trips down there, and we've just fallen in love with the people of Honduras and the kids there.
And there's a need for a church in Honduras?
Absolutely. There's a need for so much, for housing, clothing, food, running water, just everything. Everything we think it comes so easily sometimes.
And I think for a lot of us who haven't been able to make those trips, but we hear the stories, but we forget about them because we get busy in our daily lives. I think it's really neat that you're working with these teens at a very pivotal point in their lives.
Yes.
To show them that, hey, you have it really good here, and it's great to have compassion and give back.
Right.
Is that what you enjoy about working with youth? Is that why, out of all the people you could have worked with, you said, hey, I want to work with young people?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't find Christ till I was 25 years old, and by then I had already had so many regrets.
Right.
I said, but, you know, Christ gives us, you know, that new beginning, and he gives us leadership, and we are created in his image, so we embody his attributes, and that is love and compassion and grace for other people, and that's what we want our teenagers to build inside of their hearts, and finding themselves, finding their confidence through Christ.
Right.
At this age when they're making those decisions in life. Who am I? Who am I going to represent? And what direction in life am I going to take? How am I going to treat other people? When I go out on my first job,
right.
When I graduate, when I decide what career I want to take, who am I going to be? Who do I want to be? And if they look to Christ as their example, they'll find that. And they'll find that through serving other people.
So over the course of the next 12 months, the mission for this this deal with the Rock of Northeast Arkansas is to raise how much money to build the church?
$10,000. $10,000 will build the church. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that blows my mind that number can be so small.
Yeah.
That small amount of money, which these teenagers are going to raise, will build an entire church for people there. You were also mentioning a little bit ago that the whole idea of water and that some of the people who live in Honduras haven't even had the chance to experience running water.
Yes. Yes, so we would like to increase our budget to include a well, a running well.
Right.
And I just saw a recent video with our Omar, our missionary that goes down there. He just turned on a well for the first time in another community. And I mean, the kids were like putting their heads up under it and stuff. I mean, it was, I mean, just talk about waterworks, tearing up when you watch this, when kids see running water for the first time and they know that that's theirs and that's available to them now. We want to be a part of that.
So the third Tuesday of every month from 5 until 8 at Chick-fil-A on Red Wolf Boulevard in Jonesboro, they're doing something that's really, really cool. There's the new Chick-fil-A One app. You download the app. You enter your information. You can actually earn all kinds of free stuff through this as well. You can even do curbside pickup. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say I order this at home, and I don't have to wait through the line. I can just show up and get my food, boom, right there like that.
That is nice.
Yes. And the way this have you seen the Chick-fil-A line lately?
I'm telling you. Well, because everybody loves the food. You feel, I mean, it's just, it's good food, and the idea that I don't have to wait in line is awesome. And that's all through getting that app through the app stores. But on the third Tuesday of the month, 5 until 8, they're giving back to the Rock of Northeast Arkansas.
15% of everything that comes through the mobile app.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a spot to go to eat Tuesday nights, the third Tuesday, you know you're going to, number one, have great food, and number two, you're helping out an awesome cause.
Absolutely.
So let's do a shout-out to the teens who are working on this project, because I know you mentioned that they were really excited to be able to have the information on the radio and to share it with so many people. Yes. So shout-out to them.
Yes, shout-out to my wonderful teens. I love you guys so much. I wish you could be here. School calls.
I know that. And also to other teens who might be in the car this morning who are looking for a church home,
yes,
I'm sure your doors are open, right?
Yes, we are called Thrive Student Ministries, and we meet every Wednesday at 6:30. My husband and I, we serve food, and then 7 o'clock service starts.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you very much for having us, and thank you very much.
We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:46 in K-Fine Country, and we talk a lot about Families, Inc. and the good that they do for people here in this area. And Hayden Huckabee is part of Families, Inc., and he's become our buddy who joins us here whenever he has the opportunity. We know you're busy with all the stuff that you have to do at Families, Inc.
But thanks for having me here. It's good to be here.
No, I think it's great because we have been able to talk about things over the last 6 weeks or so that really affect people and their lives and how they operate and how they think. And we've talked about depression. We've talked about suicidal thoughts. Mm-hmm. We've talked about anxiety. And one thing that a lot of people, you know, obviously – I don't know if you saw much on television yesterday, but there was a lot of focus on the 17-year anniversary of what happened in across our country on 9/11. Yeah. And we saw those images, and I think when you see those, it brings you back to kind of those thoughts and those feelings of what happened and what we felt on that day and how our worlds, if you know, basically changed on that day.
That's exactly right.
Even commercial travel changed in the way that, you know, different things, basically everything changed. And when you think of that, that can cause some PTSD. Mm-hmm. And we heard a lot of people in the news who were talking about having those issues. But you don't have to go through something as traumatic necessarily as 9/11 and being there in New York to suffer from PTSD.
No, it's much more common than people think. You know, that diagnosis, which stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, actually was developed for people who had come back from combat, you know, in Vietnam. And so they realized that we need to name this in some way. You know, I mean, people's lives are just being turned upside down. They come back, people are telling them that they're safe, but they don't feel safe anymore.
Right.
So they've realized that when people experience some type of traumatic event, you know, it makes a thumbprint on your central nervous system and your emotions, and you have these intrusive thoughts about being back in that environment, and it, you can be triggered easily.
Well, so I guess, and it sounds silly, I guess, to think that I misunderstood it for so long, but I always thought if somebody said they suffered from PTSD, I thought they had to have gone to war.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there were other things that could have affected people that affect people. I mean, it could be on a daily basis somebody is affected that wasn't in war. What are some of those triggering situations that you all hear about at Families, Inc. that might be causing the PTSD?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, it's things like physical abuse, sexual abuse, even natural disasters, severe car accidents.
Right.
Just whenever anyone's life is threatened in some way, or they feel, you know, unsafe, or that, you know, they may be harmed or death, and you know, anything like that.
So how do you determine, I guess, the difference between somebody who might have anxiety or panic and PTSD? Are there certain steps or a protocol that you're trying to go through to figure that out?
Yeah, I think that's a good question because before the DSM-5 came out, PTSD was actually a part of the umbrella of anxiety disorders.
Right.
But now people are realizing that it's its own situation. So, yes, there are a lot of similarities between PTSD and anxiety. As a matter of fact, anxiety is a very common symptom with PTSD. PTSD broadens. It's like the whole gamut of emotions. It's cognitive. It's emotional. It's physical. It's somatic. All those things. So, there are some distinguishable things about each one, and you'd have to have an assessment to sort of figure out, is trauma really related to this anxiety, or is it just about, you know, other environmental things?
What are some of the other symptoms of somebody who's suffering from PTSD? I mean, obviously anxiety is one of them. Are there other physical symptoms? Or?
Yeah, absolutely the physical symptoms. The things that come to mind right off the bat for me is just that they re-experience the trauma in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, they have intrusive memories or intrusive thoughts of the trauma. They have what are called dissociative experiences, which are known as flashbacks.
Right.
They have distressing dreams. And I think one thing is that there is just this inability to experience positive emotions. So that could come in, you know, being depressed frequently or being anxious frequently. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of blaming. There's a lot of this world is unsafe, or I'm just not right anymore. Something's not right with me. Something's not right with the world. And it just colors everything. That's what I'm saying with PTSD. It just runs the gamut of emotions. And what we see is that we have to assess for trauma, because if we don't assess for trauma, we may mistakenly think that symptomology is something else.
Right.
Like people think, oh, I'm bipolar because I'm all over the place.
Right.
But then when you peel the layers back, it's like, actually, you've experienced this trauma and you're reacting out of that trauma.
And that's something that you all at Families Inc. are able to help people through that whole process.
Yes, absolutely. It always starts, like I always say, with a good clinical assessment. We have to know sort of what's going on, how things started, what experiences you had as a child, as an adult. And then, you know, we are able to sort through that, get to where what is the most effective way to deal with your problem.
And how do you treat PTSD? Is that through just counseling and discussions? Is there medication?
You know, the thing that comes to mind is helping people understand that what they are going through is actually a natural response. You know, our central nervous system is designed to protect us.
Right.
And when we go through a traumatic event, I mean, it changes the way our central nervous system works, specifically our autonomic nervous system. So you have to help people understand, you know, how their body is reacting to that stressful event. So it's called psychoeducation.
Right.
And then you help people learn to relax and calm down. And then sort of another phase is then you help them develop a trauma narrative to help them understand and then reframe the trauma so it doesn't have those lasting effects.
So, I mean, the great news is, though, is there is help. And that if you're somebody who's suffering from PTSD or anxiety, there is an out. There are people there that can help you, that can carry you through that process. That's their job. They do
Absolutely.
It on a daily basis and help thousands of people. And that's the reason that Families Inc. is so successful in this area.
Yeah.
If people want to reach out, they're hearing this information, and they need somebody to talk to, and they want to find out more about Families Inc., what are the easiest ways to find out the information?
Well, you can get on our website at Families Inc., or you can also call our local number, 933-6886.
We appreciate you stopping by, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Hayden Huckabee joins us this morning live at Club TN Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, it is 8:05 in K-Fine Country, and we are sitting here with Joanne Woodward from St. Bernard's. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great this morning as well, and we are excited because one of our favorite events as a crew to do is actually happening this weekend.
It is. It's the St. Bernard's Kids Color Run. It is such a fun event. These kids just enjoy it. We have four different color stations, so it's a 2-mile timed run, which is unusual because for young kids, you're not usually timing races,
right.
But there's a lot of competitive young runners in Jonesboro
Absolutely.
Who really enjoy this. So it's particularly for kids that are kindergarten to sixth grade.
Right.
So they're going to do a 2-mile route from the St. Bernard's Auditorium starting at 8 o'clock this Saturday. We're going to throw lots of color on them, Every youngster is going to get a medal. Yeah. They all get a cute T-shirt. A couple of the kids in every age group, boys and girls, they all get a trophy, which That's is awesome. So much fun. Yeah. We've tried to keep the race low cost. It's right. only $10 per person, so that makes it easier for people to manage. Right. We have scholarships available. You can call the foundation office, and we can help you with that.
We've done this. I think we've been there every year for this, and we've watched it grow. Mm-hmm. And like the first year, I'm like, well, I wonder how many kids really are going to run around here. Cause I thought it seemed like almost a little bit more of a smaller niche type of a thing mm-hmm. that people might do. And we got out there that first year, and I was blown away by the fact that so many kids are into running, and so many are competitive with it.
They really are. And one of the things that we like, too, and which increases the number of runners, is we encourage the parents to run with the kids. Yeah. You know, that is because we're looking for family fitness, kind of that whole idea. But also, you know, it's better to have more adults in the course. So we right. have lots of volunteers at the turns. The police are out there helping us with this. Last year, we had 350 people that were running, and we've already got way more than that registered this year. So I'm the weather's going to be great.
Yep.
So I'm expecting a very successful race, and we'd like to have even more runners come out.
So the runners that are registered, again, those are going to be the youth, but the parents are able to go and run just to be a part of it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'd love to have the more parents with their kids. And, you know, one of the things on my phone, as I looked at it this morning before I came, I've got lots of pictures of parents and kids together yes. smiling. They're just having so much fun. And, you know, to think that we can run a race that kids and parents are doing together and just having a great time, I mean, that's really what it's all about.
I think that's why we enjoy it so much, is because when we get out there and you're a part of that energy and you see the smiles and they're throwing stuff all over each other and everybody wants pictures when they're completely a mess. I mean, it really is that fun is addicting.
It is fun. And people can still register. They can just go online to www.getingearseries.com because this is part of the Get in Gear series, which
right.
is a partnership between St. Bernard's and Gearhead Outfitters.
Right.
So we're part of that. And one of the things that we didn't talk about is the fact that by percentage per school, we are giving scholarships to the PE department. So not only are we got the kids and the families out there running, but some of the schools are getting a nice cash allotment to help with PE equipment and whatever. So the PE coaches love to get their kids out there to make that happen.
And as a former PE teacher, that's right. There's not a lot of money that they mm-hmm. that they're able to use for equipment for the kids. And so getting that extra money is a huge deal.
I know. And then just think of all that mess. Mm-hmm. I mean, what child doesn't like mess?
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly
and
what it
and
is.
We've actually got some ways to deal with that. We have garbage bags
right.
that we hand out at the end of the race so that parents can put it in their cars because
yes.
all of a sudden they've got this colorful kid that they're water putting in their car.
Bring a towel.
Oh,
bring a
right.
towel.
Bring a towel, and we've got washcloths and water so we can get everybody cleaned up before they get in the car. So,
but it truly is one of the most fun things that we do on a Saturday morning, and we do a lot of different events. We were talking about that before we got on the air, but if you're looking for fun and the family's all going to laugh and have a good time and be super messy. And then it starts at a time. It starts at 8 o'clock. I mean, really, by the time it's 9:30.
We're done.
Yeah, you have the whole day to do whatever you want to do. But at the same point, you're benefiting so many different schools by getting out there and doing this.
And we also have a few vendors so that we have some interesting things happening. And we really ask the vendors to be health conscious. So they're not giving out candy. They may
right.
be giving out toothbrushes, for instance. And
right.
and I'm sure that every child really wants another toothbrush. But their parents are quite happy to have,
right.
have that kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
So we're happy with that, too.
So we're going to be out there early with the music playing coming up on Saturday morning. You can come by and take photos with us. We post a ton of pictures on social media. And at the end of it, we're right there to give out the awards.
Right, and it's awesome. I will mention that we also have packet pickup for 2 days
okay.
At the Foundation office, 400 East Street. We put a sign out on Washington so no one can miss it. And the
right.
other advantage of that is people can actually walk in, and I'll register them right then, so they can register Thursday and Friday at the Foundation office too.
Again, it's the St. Bernard's Kids Color Run. It's happening this coming Saturday, start time 8 o'clock. Get there early, have fun, and be ready to be a mess. Joanne, we appreciate you coming by this
morning. I always like to come here. You're always so nice to everybody. Thanks a lot.
Club Tan Studios is where we are, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
821 and K-Fine Country, and Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare joins us here at Club Tan Studios this morning, where Kevin, there was a big discussion early this week because Kelly has run into an issue that she could actually use your assistance on, and we think publicly is probably the best way to ask about this.
Yes, Brandon, thank you for bringing that up. So Dr. Reed, my dog Bones, he'll be 8 in May.
You know Bones.
I know Bones.
Oh, yeah. Bones. Yeah, Bones is one of his patients.
Yeah, Bones is a mean dog, but that's all right.
Bones is a Morkie, half Maltese, half Yorkie, and lately he has been feeling like, which he has always peed and pooped in the house, but lately,
good for Bones.
Yeah, and good for me.
More power to you.
Are you bragging?
And good for Bissell because I've had like 3 shampooers.
Yeah,
in my life.
No joke.
Anyway, so I have been putting, because I'm so tired of cleaning up the pee, I've been putting diapers on him. And so whenever I don't take him outside or whatever, he is inside with a diaper on. And he pees in the diaper. It doesn't bother him at all. but is there any way that maybe he has some type of urinary tract infection or diabetes? Is there something going on that you think that he may have?
Well, if he's just being a male, even though he's neutered, if he's hiking his leg and just urinating on vertical objects, or, you know, he's probably marking his territory.
So can dogs just be jerks?
Well,
like, hey, you're leaving me. I'm going to go pee on this chair.
Yeah, you know, he may do that. He, you know, he had that traumatic event in his life a little earlier, and so he may be, you know, just kind of readjusting to, you know, he's kind of lost and maybe making sure that's his territory.
And the tragic event, everyone, was I had another dog that passed away earlier this year. So
was he a peer before that? Like a house
yes.
peer?
Oh, yes,
so he was.
But it's just gotten worse.
He's a house peer from way back.
Yeah, since he was born.
So with the diaper, do you recommend putting dogs in diapers? Because I'll tell you, my wife has bought a sleeve.
And it's not a Huggies. Like, it's not a Huggies diaper or anything, or Love's diaper. It's like it's a design for a dog.
Yeah, I saw a dog yesterday, an older dog, 15 years old, that has some incontinence, and she keeps a diaper on him. So, you know, that's a valid way to do it. You know, the important thing is just to change it regularly, because you don't want them to.
He walks around with like a 10-pound diaper on
for a week.
And a rash.
Yeah. Aww.
No, because they will.
Desitin.
Yeah, they can get a rash, you know, just from the moisture up against their abdomen. So you do want to keep that clean and dry, and you change it regularly.
I do.
I've been the same diaper for 2 weeks, is what I heard.
Right. Aww. And actually, from what I heard, it's not a diaper. She just wrapped a pee pad around the dog. That's just what
I heard. It's a feminine napkin, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
As we get set for fall, Doc, what should we be thinking about with our animals? Specifically, you know, Kelly and I both have dogs, so what should we be thinking
about? Well, you know, the fall season is right upon us, and there's several things to remember. Number one, don't give up or don't quit doing your flea and tick medicine. Ticks especially, they like to live under the decaying leaves, and those are going to start falling.
Right.
Some ticks can even live past the first frost, and the fleas will be you know, as bad or worse in the fall. The other thing, today's a good example. Fall tends to be a little more rainy time of the year around here. Mushrooms are going to start popping up, and you know, while a lot of the mushrooms are okay and edible, there are some that are toxic. So, you know, the dogs see something new out in the yard, and they're going to go and think it's some food. So check that before you let them out.
So toxic leading to death?
It can cause liver failure, which could lead to death.
Wow.
Yeah. The other thing, it's with cooler temperatures, people start thinking about the rodents that are going to find their way into the homes to stay warm. So putting out rodenticides, which dogs are very attracted to that and will ingest that, and that can cause some blood clotting issues. What else do we have in the fall? Well, two major holidays and a fun holiday with Halloween. But
right.
You know, there's candies and different foods and decorations. And again, the pets may think these are their toys or specifically for them, and that can lead to ingestion and causing foreign bodies or eating the wrong foods. So be aware of that. And as it gets a little later into the season, people may change their antifreeze in their vehicles. And we've talked before about how toxic that is.
Right.
You know, a teaspoon or two could be fatal to a 20-pound dog, so it's you know, that's important to not have any spills if you're changing antifreeze or coolant fluids.
All stuff to think about as we head toward fall, and that's Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care. He's our next door neighbor on Parker Road in Jonesboro. So for all your pet health needs, check out Dr. Kevin Reed. And we are live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 836 in K-Fine Country, and we are live at Club Tan Studios with Terrence Ward, who I've known for a long time. We've done color commentary together. We've worked all kinds of wrestling events together, so it's always fun to have the chance to sit down with T-Bone.
What's going on, man?
T-Bone. Yeah.
An interesting story behind that, but we won't talk about that on the radio.
Okay.
Is that not allowed?
Well, but, it's clean. It's just, you know.
But yeah. He's here to talk about my wrestling debut from last year at the big wrestling show we had at the Earl Bell Community Center.
David, that was almost a year ago.
It was about a year ago. I think it comes up next month. It was a year ago. The anniversary is coming up, so we need to do something about that because that was my wrestling debut. And, of course, Terrence was he was in the ring with me. He's the one who handed me the microphone as I talked to the audience and said that, you know, Randy Hales is Randy Hales.
Well, the only time you were ever, you know, introduced in front of a large crowd like that, and yeah, he was the guy.
Yeah, he was the guy. So he's here to talk about that wrestling debut from last year.
No, he's not here to talk. We're here to talk about Eagles at the Ridge.
Yeah, we'll get to that, but wrestling first, because my wrestling debut was a huge deal.
Right, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people were prepared for it.
And they've seen it online and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so, Terrence, what did you think about David's debut a year ago?
Well, quite honestly, I don't recall it. I really don't.
Oh, yep. Oh,
you don't recall it?
It was forgettable.
Well, I try not to be disrespectful or anything, but, you know, no, I do remember it. It was different.
Oh. Different as in like, oh, that's a positive kind of different. Like, I'm a different maker. I'm a difference maker, right?
Let's go ahead and move past that. I don't want to make him awkward.
Unique.
You're a unique character,
David. Oh, thank you.
So, Terrence has been a part of a lot of events in Walnut Ridge over the last number of years, but nothing bigger than the Beatles at the Ridge, which is actually taking place this weekend.
That's right.
And the story of this event and the way it's grown and the number of people who will head to Walnut Ridge this weekend, it's really crazy that one circumstance many years ago has led to this big event that's happening this weekend.
That's right. In September 1964, the Beatles made an unplanned visit to Walnut Ridge, and in that visit, they basically were going to a place in the Boot Hill of Missouri to get their R&R, if you will, their rest and relaxation to get away from the tour of North America in that year of 64. They transitioned to a truck that took them there, and on their way back, the residents there found out, hey, the Beatles are here, or we think the Beatles are here. So they flocked to the airport. Sure enough, it was all four of the Fabulous Four, and it was a moment they'll never forget. Now, while the trip was unplanned, while the stop was unplanned, and it was 15 minutes of just them getting on off a truck onto a plane and vice versa, you know, the city was in economic stress. We had no businesses coming in. We had, you know, residents that were leaving looking for opportunities elsewhere. We didn't even have really anything on Main Street. And because of this festival, because of the hard work of volunteers, the committee, the city council, and the mayor's office, this festival has grown. Last year, we won the Arkansas Festival and Events Award. We were the overall state winner for festivals, and we also won Festival T-Shirt Award and the Festival Website Award at that same festival. And, of course, the USA Today ranked us in the top 10 best places for Beatles history in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What's
wild is, too, because we passed it just the other day. We were leaving an event, and I'm like, that just looks cool. Like the whole idea to have the big deal in the middle of the town, that's a cool deal.
It is, and it's a lot of history that people don't know about. And even when you go forward or go backwards to 2010 when the festival started, it was just a few hundred people, maybe a thousand or two that came. It was a local little community festival just to try to bring some interest and some tourism to the area. And over the last 8 years, it has grown exponentially. We've had people from all over the country, the UK, Germany, the Netherlands. It's been phenomenal to see this festival grow, and I've only been a part of it for 2 years. So.
Right. Well, I hate to put you on the spot and kind of ask you a number or something, but just let's ballpark an estimate of how many people might be in Walnut Ridge this weekend for Beatles at the Ridge.
We're estimating unofficially about 17,000 is our plan for this year.
That is awesome.
It's a huge number. And it's because it's a great event for families, it's great for kids, and there's something to do the entire weekend when you're thinking about Beatles at the Ridge.
Oh, there's everything from arts and crafts to the symposium, which has got authors, artists, documentarians that are going to be there. That's for all the all the smart people, I guess you could say. I'm not one of
right,
them.
Yeah.
I can't sit for very long. I have like ADD or something, and a shiny object, and I'm
right,
done.
Yeah.
My focus has changed, just like now.
what?
Well, we've got the symposium going on both days on the 14th and the 15th. We got the Rockin' Wings at the Ridge Cook-Off, our third annual cook-off. You know, yeah. We've got money prizes mm-hmm. going to the winners for that. Last year was a success, so we're continuing that, as well as the Abbey Road Car Show, performances by local artists, the Liverpool Legends, and the addition of four new Christian contemporary artists who are going to be performing this year.
Oh, that's going to be neat.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the Liverpool Legends, because as far as like a tribute band, they're the one for the Beatles, right?
Oh, they are it. They are it. They are the one of the very only the only known authorized tribute bands that I know of, and they're Grammy nominated, and they are very, very entertaining. They get on stage, it's like instant. They are the Beatles. There is no, I don't think that they are, but last year looking at from behind the stage and seeing all the kids and some of the adults and some of the, even of the demographics of my age,
sure,
looking at them, you thought that they were the Beatles on stage.
So what time, let's go through kind of a rundown of some of the main acts that are going to be out there that people from here might want to travel over to Walnut Ridge for. Obviously, we'd love for you to be there the entire weekend, starting on Friday, going on Saturday as well. But the Liverpool Legends, when are they playing?
The Liverpool Legends, I believe, will be coming at 7:30 on the 15th. They'll be the final act on the Cavanaugh main stage there behind Regions Bank.
Gotcha. The Arkansas Brothers are playing?
Yeah, they'll be performing just before the Liverpool Legends, and that's going to be on the Cavanaugh main stage.
And who else, some of the other bands, there's so many of them, who else do you think will a lot of people will want to come and see this weekend?
Well, the biggest turnout that we're going to be expecting is going to be from the church community, the faith community, because of those four big Christian bands. The J.J. Weeks Band actually performed a song that was featured on God's Not Dead, one of the big hit Christian movies of just a few years ago. And, of course, that's continued on throughout the last few years with new movie releases. But they are phenomenal, and we've already got a huge response from our local churches, as well as the legendary Pacers are going to be performing the night before on the 14th. They'll be playing at 7:15 on the First National Bank's Beatles Park stage, as well as Deadwood Groove before them. So an entire lineup of great musicians.
So people can find out more about this online, correct?
Yeah, they can go to beatlesattheridge.com for more information, for registration info. We're still looking for sponsors. We're still looking for registration for the Abbey Road Car Show, for the Wings Cook-Off. They can get all of that information on our website.
And one of David's favorite F words is the key to this. Well, free. I mean, free admission, free parking, free entertainment, all Beatles at the Ridge this weekend. And again, beatlesattheridge.com to find out more. And Terrence, we appreciate you coming by this morning.
Hey, thanks for inviting us.
It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
852 in K-Fine Country, and Jeff Moore, Officer Jeff Moore from Jonesboro Animal Control, joins us this morning after a busy weekend for Animal Control.
A busy weekend. We had a lot of fun, though.
So you guys had the shot clinic going on. You had the event on the campus of Arkansas State. How was that?
That went great.
So a lot of people, I guess, were working to raise money to get some veteran service dogs, right?
Yep, that was the Beck Pride Pets for Vets.
Yep.
And then we had another one at Kroger for an adoption event. They went real well. We adopted out three animals, got new homes this weekend.
Aww.
And 193 people, or 193 animals, got their vaccinations.
Wow.
Are you serious? Is that a record?
It's going to be close to it.
That's crazy. That's a lot of people who took advantage of that. So that happens again next month, I'm assuming, correct?
Our next one, I think, is scheduled for October the 6th.
So what's on the agenda for this week at Animal Control as you guys kind of get back into the office and start focusing on those animals who are there, living there, who need to be adopted?
The biggest thing on our agenda this week is people come down and look at dogs. Come down. If you're thinking about getting a dog, there's nothing wrong with just coming down and looking around. We're more than happy to. We've got one of the most state-of-the-art facilities.
Yeah.
Come down and look around. We'd love to give tours. We'd love to show people dogs. We'd love to get the dogs out.
No, and it's fun because you can get out there in the yard and it's fenced and they can run and play and you can throw toys and ropes to the dogs. You just kind of see the activity level, because I think all of us, you know, enjoy different things about dogs. Some people want a dog that's super lazy, like Kelly. But for me, I didn't say you were super lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I said you like dogs that are lazy.
Exactly. That's why I heard that.
That's what I meant,
of course.
David.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But some people want a more energetic dog.
Oh, and we definitely have those. We have the ones that'll run you in the ground.
So what about people who are like, man, I would love to go in and rescue a dog who's a little bit older?
We have those. We have just about a little bit of everything out there.
What about puppies?
We do have some puppies that are up
and
for
kittens
adoption.
Too.
And we do have some kittens that are up for adoption.
And if I wanted to come out there and look at your snakes, could I do that?
You can do that. I'd be more than happy to show you some snakes.
That's a fun. Like Kai loves that when we go out there. One of his favorite things is, can we go and look at the snakes? Because there's, you know, some big old snakes in there.
Yeah, we've got some pretty big ones in there.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, there's. We have a lizard and a couple of snakes. I've got a new baby snake that I'm raising right now.
Aww.
It's your job. You've taken that under your wing.
What kind is it?
Actually, we all are kind of. It's a little king snake. We found him. He was at our door one morning whenever we came in to open.
He's coming to visit.
I know what I need to show you. Are you pretty good with snakes?
I like snakes.
Like if I were to say, what kind of snake is this?
Are you about to show him that picture of your snake?
I'm going to show him my snake. What kind of snake do you think that is?
That's going to be a speckled king snake. That's one of my favorite snakes.
It doesn't look
actually,
like a king
snake.
Actually,
that's what the baby snake I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
So that's what was in the field next to our house.
So what he's saying is you could pick him up.
Could I pick him up?
You could. I wouldn't. I'd leave him alone. Here's the deal with those snakes. Those snakes will actually keep your poisonous snakes at bay.
Oh, they do?
And they eat poisonous snakes. So those are good snakes to have around
your
house.
You leave him alone.
This is a little baby snake. And I was telling Kai, because he was like, I want to touch it. I'm like, you can't do that, because especially if it's a small baby snake, that means a mama snake somewhere, right?
Not necessarily.
Really?
I mean, they travel pretty good. They keep a pretty wide territory, but they'll stick pretty close.
Do they, like, I've never seen, for the most part, like in our neighborhood, a snake crossing the road. Do they cross at night, or what do they do?
Well, most of the time when snakes get on the road, it's still... They like to get out in the sun and get
right.
warm, and they'll get out on the road to do that.
That's crazy, man. I'm telling you. When you hear your kid yelling snake, you're like, ooh, I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, those are good snakes, though. Those are the snakes that I have a couple of them that hang around my house.
All right, so we're going to leave him put then.
Leave him be.
Jonesboro Animal Control, check him out on Facebook. They have all kinds of information up there about the pets that are available for adoption. You can also stop by Animal Control from noon until 5 Monday through Friday to check out the animals and go meet them for yourself. Officer Jeff Moore, try that again. Officer Jeff Moore joins us live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So persistence is key in relationships, especially in the early part of a relationship where you're really trying to win somebody over.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show them that you care.
Yeah.
That you're going to be there and chase them. Because the most fun part of the relationship, according to Kelly, is the chase.
Oh, according to me.
Once you have the person, right. It's not as fun anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy who goes to college in Canada. It's Alberta, Canada. And he met a girl at a bar. Her name was Nicole. But he didn't get her number. Couldn't find it, right, the next day. And he's like, I want to get a hold of Nicole. So he goes out and he realizes that they go to the same school. And he sends 246 emails to people at the college with the name Nicole.
No.
Trying to find the right Nicole.
Aww.
And y'all, he found the right Nicole.
Are you being serious?
She responded. It worked. And now they're going out on a date.
Good for him, man. I love it.
Persistence is the key.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So CMT is doing something that they've never done before, which is having this year's CMT Artist of the Year honorees being all female.
Oh, cool.
So we're talking Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild, and Kimberly Schlappman, and Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott. So Maren, maybe
yes.
I should slow down.
We have another one. Write it down.
Maren Morris tweeted, thank you for narrowing the gap in this industry. Proud to be honored among friends. Kelsey Ballerini said, goodness, I love you, CMT. Hillary Scott wrote, this puts a smile on my face like no other. So there's no word yet on who's going to perform, but the show's going to air October 17th.
All right. So check this out. Carrie Underwood has a new music video out to her song called Love Wins, a very powerful song. She looks awesome. Hello.
When does she not?
I know.
Politics and prejudice. How the hell did it ever come to these? When everybody's got to pick a side. It don't matter if you're wrong or right. No, and so it goes. But I hold on to hope and I won't let go. Cause I believe
video. It's a good song, too. The video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Speaking of a new video, my boy, my man, Dustin Lynch, he's got a new video out for his song, Good Girl. Now, if you haven't heard it yet, here's what it sounds like.
I got it good, girl, because I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl.
And if you want to check that video out, it's pretty funny because the video itself is a little bit different than what you may expect from the song, because I envision them, you know, riding around, going out in fields, having a good time, but they're actually like criminals on the loose and police are after them.
But it's fun, though. It's a fun video.
It is a fun video, and it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have America's Got Talent, the live results on at 7 o'clock on NBC. Right after that, we have the second season finale of World of Dance. That's on at 8 o'clock on NBC. The season finale of Stephen King's Castle Rock is on Hulu, and the 8th season premiere of the highly anticipated American Horror Story is on at 9 o'clock on FX.
Oh, yeah. Now, this Apocalypse.
Season, yeah, it's called Apocalypse. And what's cool about it, if you're a fan of the show, season 1 was Murder House, season 3 was Coven, and they are bringing in those characters from both of those seasons for this show, which is almost unheard of on this show because they separate each characters for each season. But this one seems to be one of the biggest seasons they've ever had, if not the biggest season. So that's
Freaky.
On at 9 o'clock. On FX.
You couldn't watch it.
The commercials are creepy.
Yeah, I'm scared hearing about
Yes.
it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's on TV tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.